from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's jump right into it, Woody. Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network. Busy day for him yesterday, as well as looking at this roster and everything else. Bees, good morning. How you doing?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is I spent, like you did, way too much time watching see who was getting released yesterday and who was going PUP and IR. Biggest surprise for you yesterday of all the things that we found out?
Oh, boy. The biggest surprise, I guess, was Neville Gallimore. So that should show you it wasn't a day for massive, massive surprises. I think we all kind of had an idea that Odell Beckham wasn't going to be ready for the opener. We've seen him out there at practice going through rehab, and he still looked a ways off. So it wasn't a huge surprise to me that he started the season on PUP. That was certainly a disappointment for the Dolphins, and we can get into all the ramifications thereof. But Gallimore, he had a $1.8 million in guaranteed. So you're looking for guys that financially there has to be a reason for them to walk away from them. So they must not have at all been impressed by what he did. And so you kind of take a step back and look at through a broader lens, what they've done to try to replace Christian Wilkins and Raekwon Davis, because I think that was one of the bigger
right.
Clearly, one of the bigger needs of the offseason. And two of the names that we thought were going to be part of it, Tartan and Gallimore, are gone. I think it speaks kind of well for the players that they did keep. Calais Campbell is going to be on this team, and obviously Zach Sealer is a cornerstone member. But Benito Jones, Rashawn Hand, and Brandon Peely did enough to beat out Tartan Gallimore, which to me was a bit surprising.
Walk me through the Eric Ezekama a roller coaster of great, great game in preseason. Oh, my God, he could be the third guy. Oh, no, he's injured. Oh, he's in a walking boot. Oh, he's back. They released him.
Yeah, and it wouldn't at all surprise me if noon today we hear that he's back on the practice squad. I think a lot of these cuts, they had a lot of players they really liked. And you'll see DBs that don't get claimed come flocking back to the practice squad. I think every year this 53-man cutdown is a dance because you don't want to put your most valuable players at risk. You need to protect your most valuable players, and then you just kind of gamble that, hey,
right.
do you think any of their 31 teams are going to claim Eric Uzukama, who I think has 3 career catches or something? No, probably not. So you can probably get him back. But what's wild, Joe, is it's going to go from like the outhouse to the penthouse for him if he does come back, because he almost certainly will play in the opener. I mean, that's what's crazy. If he is on the practice squad in 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is, he's almost certainly going to play in the opener because they can elevate him 3 times without any penalty. And they're going to need wide receivers early because they got some problems there.
Hey, so this one, and people are giving me a hard time, and I deserve it because I've been all in on the Odell Beckham as the WR3 guy, and he's the guy going to move the chains and all this. And did you know when we signed him that he was going to miss all the offseason and all of camp? Am I the only dumbass, or did other
people? No, and I don't know for certain the Dolphins knew that.
Well, they're going to say it.
Yeah. I think in their heart of hearts they thought – look, honestly, I think Odell thought – a month ago that it'd be a much different situation right now. And the sense that I got was, hey, he's not far off. And a week or two, and he'll get his legs under him, and he'll be back. It's very interesting. Now, yesterday, word leaked out that he had some sort of procedure that predated his time signing with the team. So this is something that they've known about for a while. Look, all we can do is speculate and have informed speculation. And with a guy with two ACL repairs on the same knee,
there's got to be
something chronic going on with him that probably will never be right. Right? I mean, he knows what's going on. The Dolphins doctors know what's going on. And if they didn't believe that there was a path to him seeing the field and having productive snaps for them this fall, they wouldn't have signed him. But I definitely think that they are a bit disappointed. They might not be shocked, but they're probably a bit disappointed with how the last month has gone from a rehab standpoint. Now, I'm not saying that they're angry or anything like that with Odell. His body is his body. And you take on a guy who's had major, major health issues over the past 6-7 years, you're going to, you know, you have to kind of hedge your bets a bit. But I don't think they ever saw them in a situation where they have four wide receivers on their first 53, and two of them are Braxton Berrios and Malik Washington, who are fine players, by the way. I think they're going to contribute, but they're not right now what you would think either one of those guys a true number three wideout. So they're going to have to get through the first 4 weeks at least with some smoke and mirrors, playing, you know, maybe Devon Achane in the slot, getting a lot of touches for Jonnu Smith, all these things. But you're not going to see a spread them out, you know, run and gun type of four wide offense from these guys. You're going to see them using their tight ends, them using their running backs. And, you know, I don't think there's going to be a lot of 11 personnel early on.
Let me ask you about the quarterback situation. And only because right now it's Tua and Skyler, and, you know, Mike White's on the practice squad with Buffalo. So you know, we got two games in 4 days. There's no way they're not going to give a third guy some time to learn the new system so we don't get shorthanded just in case somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to bring somebody in today. I don't know who it's going to be, but you can't. It's really hard just to get through practice with two arms, right? You need a third quarterback in your locker room. And when there's a 69, it's really a 69-man roster. It's not 53 anymore. It's 69 because
that's correct.
Of how the practice squad rules are so generous now, that it just defies logic to think that one of those other 16 spots won't be a quarterback that they bring in. It might even be on the 53, which I think is unlikely, but I think they're going to find themselves a quarterback today. I think, Joe, it is instructed to take a step back, though, and discuss how this was kind of avoidable. Like, they knew their quarterback situation since February, and they've had this entire offseason to plan for it. And I kind of wrote about the most regrettable decisions they've had, and I think one of them was not getting Jimmy Garoppolo in here. And if you're confident you're a quarterback, which the Dolphins are, I know February, March, he still hadn't signed his contract extension, but Tua was their guy very clearly going into this cycle. You shouldn't be afraid of bringing in a veteran quarterback who's going to help you. And that's the thing about Skyler. I think he's got still upside. I don't think he's the best version of himself yet by any stretch of the imagination. But if you think that this is a team that has real Super Bowl aspirations, and that's the way they talk, the owner from the owner on down has those talks, you got to protect yourself in case a quarterback who, yes, he played 17 games last year, but it was the first time in like 5 years he didn't get hurt in the course of the season. Do you think that if you need to get through three or four games, Skyler is going to get you those wins? I think you'd have a much better chance of winning those games if you had Jimmy Garoppolo under center. So I think if things don't go the way they want this year, there's going to be a lot of pretty obvious reasons why. I think another one is not drafting a young, talented interior offensive lineman. They had ample opportunities in the draft. And now we look at their offensive line. They had a couple of injuries. Isaiah Wynn didn't come along like they thought he might. And I don't think there's any world in which you can compare this year's offensive line favorably to last as it's currently constructed. Now, maybe they get lucky and they have a health at tackle, which they didn't have last year. Again, that would be going against history, but perhaps it happens. And then, you know, it won't be so bad. But if Teron Armstead gets hurt, and they're playing with a bunch of backups, and that's what it would be across the board aside from Austin Jackson, it's not going to be great.
No, I'm glad you said that, by the way. This offensive line to start this year, whatever group ends up starting at guard and center, to start the season against Jacksonville, got nothing in common with that group that started a year ago in that first game. Not even close. And by the way, they end up getting banged up and missed a ton of games, but that starting five going into last season was pretty damn good to compare to what you're looking at. Do we know what this is going to look like against Jacksonville You got a pretty good idea who's back and who's going to play?
Yeah, I mean, again, we'll see what today holds. And there were a bunch of offensive linemen that were cut yesterday. But I think it speaks to their determination to see this group through that all those players that were cut could have been had for a seventh-round pick. Like, seriously, if teams are in a position where we're cutting this guy, they will take literally a bag of baseballs for, you know, whoever you offer up. And the fact that the Dolphins didn't pull the trigger on any of those trades, I mean, Chris Greer, we're going to get him in a couple hours. He's going to answer a bunch of questions. We need to pin him down on why. Like, why were any of these guys that, again, they're going to claim somebody probably. They're going to certainly sign offensive linemen to the practice squad today. But why not go out and make sure you get the guy you want? The waiver system isn't great, and say we don't know for certain who they like that have been cut, but what are they, 21st in the waiver, 22nd, something like that, in the waiver count? A lot of bad teams are going to have first crack at players that they probably need just as much as the Dolphins. So I think it's going to be a missed opportunity. And if we're, you and I are having a conversation in mid-January about how what went wrong with the season, I think you can look back to draft weekend, and I think you can look back to this week as to potentially reasons why they didn't. Now maybe Isaiah Wynn, they know he'll be back in a month, but is Isaiah Wynn alone enough to fix this offensive line? Probably not, and I think they could have done more.
But I still don't get signing an Isaiah Wynn if they knew he's going to be out to start the year. I don't get signing guys that are going to be out. Like, they got to be back. I mean, they got to be. The goal is to be back for the start of the season, not during the season, unless that's the new NFL. Am I missing something?
Well, and that's the thing, is that I have to look up Wynn's contract. It's probably $1 million, $1.5 million. All Odell's getting guaranteed is $3 million.
Right.
Quote unquote, all.
I know, they didn't pay him a lot.
That's $4.5 million combined that they're tying up on a lotto ticket. Right? You could have. Sure, there may have been a step down in quality, but you could have used that money to get two guys that you know are dependable and are going to be available week one. And that, again, there's certainly no way with Odell, and probably not with Wynn either, that they had foreseen, hey, yeah, these guys are both going to be pup to start this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So you're as good or better in certain positions. I think you'd agree with me if I said the running back and tight end position are better than they were a year ago with what they've added. I'm guessing you'd agree. On defense, you can look at some of the positions. And O-line, I think we both agree. Not nearly as good as what they had last year. So I want to ask you, overall, of what you've seen, and I know there could be some little changes coming, but overall, do you like this roster better than last year's?
I think the defense has a higher ceiling. We'll have to see how Phillips looks early, when Chubb comes back, all these things, but I think their secondary could be really, really good, like really good. Now, you know, injuries are obviously the wild card, but if those guys stay relatively healthy, I think that secondary could be the strength of that defense. I think, look, Calais Campbell has shown that he has a lot left in the tank, and we'll see what they get out of Benito Jones. I think they can get by defensive line. Christian Wilkins you know, special player, obviously, but I don't think there's going to be a massive drop-off there.
Yeah.
But wide receiver worries me because of their depth. Offensive line, we've discussed, worries me big time. And we'll see what these linebackers can do. I mean, are they, you know, what they have, are they better than Jerome Baker? We'll see. We'll see how that pans out. Joe, I will say one other thing, though. We don't know if the quarterback position will be better. And that's the question. They haven't made any personnel changes, obviously, aside from getting rid of Mike White. But if Tua takes this step that they're all talking about, and we see another level of Tua, this will be a better team. And I think that's what kind of gets lost in this, is that this is still such a quarterback-driven league that
right.
we can quibble about their depth. But if he goes out there and is even better than he was in 2024, which is better than 2023, and so on and so on, this team is going to be there in the end.
Yeah, he takes another step. You're right. And by the way, that probably should have been brought up. I thought it was interesting reading last night your regrettable offseason to five different topics. Andrew Van Ginkle, not getting him signed, and Chop and Mo still look like rookies in the preseason. You haven't been impressed with Chop enough then? Is that what I'm hearing? Or
Yeah, well, practice has been fine, right? I mean, but I think you kind of, you know, I bleakly asked this to Mike McDaniel, and he gave kind of an honest answer about, yeah, Chop needs to set the edge better. And we can't put him out there for 50 snaps a game if, you know, teams know immediately they're going to run right at him when he's on the field. And so that's where I think Van Ginkle and all these guys can help. I think the upside of Chop is the moon. And if you're drafting for the future, he is exactly the kind of guy you take. But if you know that, hey, Phillips might be, you know, he might not be 100% to start the season. Chubb probably not going to be ready at all to start the season because of how late his injury was.
Right.
What was the paying a couple $1 million more long-term to get Van Ginkle back, who desperately wanted to return, by the way. It's not like this guy was fed up with the Dolphins. He was happy here. His family was happy here. This is a place where he wanted to be. That, to me, I think, and then you go and sign, you know, Shaq, and he retires, and then you're back with Emmanuel Ogba, who you said goodbye to, right? So how have they upgraded? They've downgraded. Now, granted, long-term, I think they're going to be better because of who they drafted. But there's nothing that would have stopped them, particularly with where their cap situation is right now, from getting in Van Ginkle on a team-friendly deal, which I think he would have taken. You know, I'm pretty sure Minnesota taxes are higher than Florida taxes, so you wouldn't have had to particularly match the Vikings deal, just been in the same ballpark. I think there are just a couple of things strategically where they thought, hey, what's good? They kind of outsmarted themselves, I think, where they were too clever by half. And I think outside linebacker is one of those positions.
Yeah. This is a big year, man. Big, big year for the Dolphins with the talent they have. And as you said, by the way, I just take for granted, but you're right. Like, Tua's got to take the next step, and that's going to be a big one in a quarterback-driven league. You're right. Beast, thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Should be a fun year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.